7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Let's rock. All right, let's do it. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Who's that guy walking through the forest? He's in the forest in the middle of a city. Hey, it's Tobe. I know that guy. He's the chairman of Dubious Goals Committee. I just made that up. And I'm down at the creek today because it's another beautiful day of lovely, lovely weather and greenness of trees. But they're starting to turn yellow in places. And because it was a beautiful day, we have to go outside. And because it's Sunday, we have to go to the creek, because going anywhere else is just futile. We will not see anything. So, what can we find down in the creek today? I'm hoping we find some foxes and some extremely rare and exotic golf balls and some baby marmots and some star-nosed moles drinking water. That's what I hope we can find. What are we actually going to find as I walk under the canopy? This is about when our fox tends to hear me. And he says, yeah, there's that guy. Oh, looking around here, checking the immediate fox zone. I don't see any movement. I don't see any color. I probably should take the camera out of my pocket just in case. But even if he does pop up right here, we can't get photos of him. Too many trees, too many branches. And I don't think he's gonna pop out, because he would have done so by now. Okay. Let's work our way up to the edge of the very, very treacherous slope here. Take a look around. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's about 15 degrees. Maybe a little warmer. That's about 65 for my American friends. And there's a real slight breeze, partly cloudy. There's some golfers out there on the golf course. I just heard them hit a ball, and making it down the slope is extra dangerous because there's more leaves on the ground, and it's just hard packed dirt just waiting for me to fall down. But no, yay, turns out I'm coordinated enough to make it almost down onto the valley floor here. Okay, here we go. What's happening? Let's take a look around. First things first, let's look for golf balls. Wow, somebody's been down here. What was that sound? Right here. Oh my God, 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 oh my God. Get your ass down there right now, Tobe. Get your ass down there. We've got, anxiety. Oh, golf ball anxiety. Oh, don't run. Everything's fine, Tobe. It's right there. You can see it. It's real. It's all yours. We're 2 meters away. We're 1 meter away. He bends over and he picks up a Max Fly number one baby blue. We have a blue golf ball. We found the second blue golf ball of the season. Oh my God. Oh, we have a blue golf ball. Let's wash it off. It's a little muddy. Oh, Yes! I was seriously thinking about not coming down here today. I thought, oh, maybe I'll go down there tonight. And I realized, no, if I go down there tonight, somebody else will already have come by because there's people coming down here to look for golf balls. And here's the weirdest thing. Okay, as soon as I started walking up to the edge of the bank, I noticed that there's somebody's been down here. How do I know that somebody's been down here? Well, there is a shovel in the middle of the creek, sticking up out of the middle of the creek. Somebody's been down here digging with a shovel. I think this is the shovel that was under the tree roots of that tree over there. But regardless, this shovel is sticking up out of the ground. And they have dug a hole and planted a stick as well, a tall stick. Okay, and there's white golf balls laying around everywhere. Oh my god. Okay, so over here we better just kick this one to see what it is. Is it anything expensive? No, just a top flight. Oh my god, I'm freaking out. My heart is racing. We've got golf ball in the water, white golf ball in the water. Here's another white golf ball. Titleist. Another max, or another top flight. What's this over here? Something that looks weird. Not weird enough. It's just a white Titleist. Okay, there's some white golf ball. Oh, I'm freaking out. I'm holding a blue golf ball. I am holding a blue golf ball. The rarest of golf balls. The blue. Well, I suppose the rarest is purple, because we actually do have a few blue golf balls now. And only one purple one and one lavender one. White golf ball up on the bank. Okay, we got to look around, because if somebody shot one bad blue golf ball, they might have shot another couple of bad blue golf balls. Oh, wow. Okay, this blue golf ball, I'm going to get it in the sun. Yeah. Oh, my God. Not only is this blue, number one max fly, it's also got the soft fly logo on the side. It's blue. It's like baby blue. It's glossy. And it's nacreous. Now I'm trying to see, is it flake or is it nacre? Is it metal flake or is it nacre? As best as I can tell, it's nacreous. We've got a nacrescent ball, people. We have a blue nacrescent ball. It looks like, if you're familiar with Baskin-Robbins ice cream flavors, it looks like daiquiri ice. In the bright sunlight, it's sparkly. There's just these microscopic bits of nacre. Although, they kind of look like metal, but as I'm just sort of rocking it in my hand, the sparklies are different colors. It could be either way. This is either candy over flake ball, or it's nacrescent. Either way, we've got an extraordinarily special golf ball here today. Oh my freaking god. And you know, I do have the camera. Why don't we put this ball down in the beautiful sun here? Oh, now it's going to be too bright. It's going to be too shiny to take a picture of. Hey, but now there's a bee next to the golf ball. I could take a picture of Mr. Bee and the golf ball. Oh, the bee has moved. Oh, he came back. He landed on the leaf right next to the golf ball. Let's see if we can get a picture of Mr. Bee and Mr. Golf Ball. Click. Mr. Bee, he likes the golf ball. He says, oh, it's very nice. Where did you find it? And I said, oh, it was just in the sand, right over there. Oh, my blue golf ball. I dropped it in the sand, and now it's all dirty again, and I'm trying to take another picture. It doesn't want to behave. Oh, my God. I can't believe what we have found. I'm about to lose my damn mind. Oh, I made it too dirty again. Oh, this is unacceptable for a baby blue nacrescent golf ball. Or is it candy over flake? Tobe, what is this candy over flake you keep saying? Candy over flake is a painting technique for cars. If you've ever seen a sparkly car, that's how they do it. First you spray the car with primer, and then you spray the car with actual metal flake. Little tiny bits of, I don't know, something shiny, aluminum, magnesium, who the hell knows? Shiny, shiny metal flakes. You spray these onto the car, and now you have a sparkly car. Then what you do is you spray over that with a transparent color of paint. Wait, what is this white ball? Just a pinnacle two going in the creek. I'm climbing up the bank because somebody could have lost more, bee in the face, could have lost more blue golf balls around here. We gotta go downstream too. Maybe somebody lost a blue golf ball on hole number one. All right, so you then paint your car with a transparent clear color. Transparent colors are generally known as candy. Perhaps you've heard somebody use the phrase candy apple red to describe a car paint job. Right, candy apple red. Because candy is clear. Well, not all of it, but you know, like hard candy. Colorful hard candy, like Jolly Ranchers or whatever. These are always clear. Okay, I don't see any more blue golf balls up here. I put the blue golf ball in my pocket for safekeeping. Oh my God, we found a blue golf ball today. Oh my God. And when was I talking about that? 2 days ago? Thinking maybe we can find one more this season? Blue golf balls are the rarest golf balls. Especially candy over flakes. So if you want to describe a certain type of car paint job, you can just say, oh, blah, 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 candy over flake. The green candy over flake. Grape Ape over flake, meaning a transparent color layered on top of actual metal sparkly bits. Okay, we got some loud golfers driving around up on the golf course. There was some sounds upstream too. I'm looking up there. Huh. Oh my God, we found a blue golf ball. How many blue golf balls do I have now? Is this the third one? Because it seems to me like one of the other blues is a Max Fly. It might be similar to this one. I don't know. The further research may be needed. All right, I'm gonna start working my way. I'm gonna start working my way downstream here. Huh. Okay, yeah. That means we need to now start here we go. Rock hopping. Rock two, rock three, rock four, and standing in the middle of the creek. Perfect. Alright, see where that squirrel is? Oh wait, you can't see him. I keep forgetting. That shovel that's in the middle of the creek, 20 meters that way, used to be right here. Hold on a second. Yeah, like I said, and that's not a shovel. What is that tool called? Is that technically a spade? I think technically it is, but it's the long kind. Anyway, that shovel was shoved up under this tree and where these marmot dens are. So somebody was down here and said, hey, I'm going to play with this shovel. Okay, cool. So yeah, I'm walking down the middle of the creek. The water level is so low that there isn't actually any water here. after I hopped on those rocks, no water, 10 meters, 20 meters, 30 meters, it's getting kind of dry down here. We need some rain. And it's not that I need rain for the creek, per se. It's just that I need, oh, here's a fox, big fox digs. I need rain for mushrooms. But on the other hand, I don't want rain, so golfers will come down and play golf and lose golf balls. Blue golf balls. Okay, this part of the creek floor is very loamy. And the star-nosed moles have been rooting around through here. And there's fox digs. Foxes, or at least one fox, our buddy, he's been digging around here trying to get at those delicious, yummy underground snacks. Wow, we could just walk over there. We could almost walk the rest of the length of the creek in the actual creek bed. Let's do that for a while. Oh yeah, there's more fox action over here. Much more fox action. Hey, can I? Now I'm kind of stuck, aren't I? Oh yeah, gotta go back a little ways. All right. This is very interesting. You know, I don't, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure if I've ever seen the creek this low, water level wise. There we go. Okay. Oh yeah, and there's something else I was going to tell you. This is kind of weird. I'm gonna skip a lot of the backstory because it's not all that important. But yesterday, I was eating lunch. A very yummy and delicious lunch, and I'm walking through webs. I was eating my lunch, and when I was, I don't know, 3/4 to 7/8 of the way finished eating my lunch, I realized that my throat felt weird. Yeah, it was, something was stuck in my throat. And I kept trying to swallow something small, and it was a kind of a dry piece of bread. And it was stuck in my throat, and it wouldn't go down. And so I take some more bites of food to try to swallow it. That doesn't work. I take some drinks of beverage to try to swallow it. I can't swallow it, and it's starting to bother me. It's really starting to irritate. And I'm starting to cough, and I know I'm going to, you know, start coughing and choking any second now. So I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, I'm going to have to reach down into my throat to pull this out, aren't I? Which is weird, because a couple days earlier, I had to do the same thing. I had some tea leaves stuck in the back of my throat. It wouldn't go down, and I was coughing and gagging like a maniac. And I have to... This has happened before. And the solution to this problem is to wrap your fingers in a paper towel, stick them down your throat, grab your epiglottis. Yeah, it's a weird thing to feel your own epiglottis with your fingertips. Yeah, and pull and scrape everything out. Okay, right. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to do that. I'm coughing, I'm gagging. But, yeah, then I took a drink at one point in time and I thought, okay, oh, I washed it down. It must have gone down finally. But then, like, no, 3 seconds later, it's like, no, that's still there. It was bad. And it started to hurt. And then, somehow, suddenly, I must have really did finally swallow it. I drank a lot of stuff, and I was taking other bites of food. And I don't know if something got hung up on my epiglottis or what, but... So then I was like, okay, gah. So for the rest of the day and night, I sort of had this sore spot in my throat. You know, because it gets sore, it gets swollen. Every time you swallow, you can feel it. And I thought it was going to give me more problems. But it didn't. It didn't. When I woke up this morning... Oh, there's webs everywhere. I'm almost back to normal. I mean, I can still feel it, and it's still annoying as hell, but... Yeah, you know, it's not anything horrid. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, wait. Go back. Way to bury the lead. What exactly was stuck in your throat? Oh, a piece of food. I was eating lunch. No. Go back. You said what it was. Oh, yeah. I think it was a kind of a dried piece of bread or toasted bread. Not soft bread. It was very raspy. It was very abrasive. It was an abrasive type of piece of bread. Wait, Tobe. A piece of dried toasted bread. Yeah. Tobe, are you trying to tell us that you were choking on a crouton? No, it wasn't a crouton, I swear to God. What is that? That must have just been a squirrel. Oh yeah, squirrels freaking out in the leaves. Tobe, after yesterday's 30-minute rant about croutons, specifically Fran Drescher's croutons, you then tried to eat a salad with some imitation or low-quality cheap croutons, and you almost choked to death on a crappy crouton. No. I was eating a hamburger. The bun was toasted in a little piece of the bun. Yeah, I broke down. I couldn't take it. I had to go to the Greek restaurant yesterday, and I finally had a hamburger after a couple of months of not having ham. Oh my God, it was the greatest thing I've ever eaten. So good. Although it was smaller. That was the first thing I noticed. There's a yellow ball over there. The portion size is a little bit smaller, but that's okay, because at least the price is the same, because I was afraid I was going to be spending like $20 to get a hamburger, but no. I got out of there reasonably with a tip. There was a new waitress who didn't know what the hell to make of me. But then, you know, the owners were like, no, that guy's cool, just deal with him. Oh my God, here we got another golf ball. Oh, we're picking this one up. What do we got here? We got one of the TaylorMades. We got one of the TaylorMade Customs. God, it's all spotty and dirty, but that's okay. It's otherwise good shape. It's a TaylorMade number 5, yellow and black triangle logo in soccer ball spot pattern. Okay, another one of those goddamn things. And it's the black and orange one. So that goes in the pocket. That goes in the pocket. Yeah, so I went to the Greek restaurant, new waitress, she was like, who the hell is this freak show? And they're like, no, don't hassle that guy. Don't hassle that guy. He's one of our best customers. He's been coming here for 48 years, or however long it's been. No, it couldn't be that long. They didn't open up until I was in high school. All right, so anyway. I'm just searching. I'm giving this place the once-over with my eyes, a little bit better than usual, in the event that we find another blue golf ball. Two blue golf balls in one day might just bring about the end of the world as we know it. That would just be too damn weird. Hell, two blue golf balls in a year is pretty freaking spectacular as it is. Yeah, so I ate my yummy hamburger, and then I choked on the bun. Not a Fran Drescher's croutons. Now I know what you're thinking. There's some of you who are going to Tobe. Don't start with this crap. Hey, all the white golf balls from over here somebody picked up. Why would somebody pick these up and not pick up the ones down there? I don't know. It makes no sense to me, but I don't care because I have the only golf ball that matters, the blue damn golf ball. And those squirrels over there are making me insane, making fox noises in the leaves. All right, I don't feel like jumping down into the creek, so we're going to go back and do the slow descent into madness, just because we can. Right, so there's some people out there. There are some members of the Dubious Goals Committee who spent quite a bit of time yesterday researching Fran Drescher's croutons. And now these people are saying, I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find any mention of Fran Drescher's croutons. There's no commercials. There's no ads to see. There's no known recipes for them. Nobody's ever heard of this. Tobe, you are obviously lying to us again and trying to yank our chains. Like, no. No. No, 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 no. I would not lie to you. Here's a golf ball by some Fox Tracks. Very nice. Well, let me take that back. There will be occasions when I lie to you. But it will be very, very obvious. You'll know. And if you think about it, and people are going, yeah, this whole Fran Drescher's croutons thing, it sounds like it could be real. Although, it does sound a little bit crazy. Why would Fran Drescher want to make croutons? Well, why would anybody want to make croutons? Here's Fran Drescher, a nice Jewish lady from upstate New York. She's a little bit upset that she can't get a good crouton for her salad. What's she going to do? Of course, she's going to say, I'm just going to make my own crouton company. Here's a weird logo ball. Weird. Titleist number one, white. The logo is one of those restroom icons, a female restroom icon in red, holding a golf club with a heart. Is this a boob ball? I don't know. What the hell? This is so weird, I might just put it in my pocket. What the hell? We're having such a good goddamn golf ball day. All right. Now, what's up here? More white golf balls. Walking down the middle of the creek. So yeah, Fran Drescher. All I can say is, if you know Fran Drescher, or if you know her friend, Victoria Jackson, then call him up. Ask him, hey, did Franny ever have a crouton company? Franny, are you obsessed with croutons? I love croutons. I wish I could talk like her. I love her voice. Everybody loves to listen to Fran Drescher talk. Fran Drescher, yes, she's in the movie UHF, the Weird Al Yankovic movie. She's the receptionist. She's absolutely hilarious. Victoria Jackson's also in it. There's a Kirkland ball, junk, garbage. I want more blue golf balls. Wait, what am I complaining about? We've got one of those weird logo balls. We got a blue ball today. My God, we could not find any more golf balls for the rest of the year, and I'd be perfectly happy. We got my web stick broke. We got a blue golf ball. We got blue. A baby blue nacrescent golf ball. Wow, there's a lot of animal tracks in the mud right here. We got squirrels. We got fox. This is raccoon over here. Do we have any possum? I don't see any possum, but we have seen possum tracks in this bit of mud before. Okay. I'm at the end of the creek. I could even get closer to the... I'm not going to. It's going to get muddier, Tub. Anyway, I'm climbing back up onto the bank here. Because this is where we egress. Okay, quick look around on the bank up here. Any more golf balls? What a beautiful golf ball day. I found a blue golf ball. Oh. I found it. I was not expecting this. I was seriously thinking about not coming down here. I was thinking about torturing with you with music. Like, you know, Wishing Well by Terence Trent D'Arby. Kissing like a bandit, stealing time. Oh my God, I'm climbing out of here. Oh, and I should tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Golf Ball Finding Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.